Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today, I am delighted to be joined by Spurs legend, former captain and my former teammate, Jenna Scalacci. With over 400 appearances across 12 seasons at Spurs, including three promotions and eight trophies, as well as a quadruple in the 2016-17 campaign, Jen played a huge role in taking Spurs to the top flight of women's football. Now they are within touching distance of the biggest achievement in the club's history, winning the FA Cup. Jen joins me today to chat about the big game on Sunday and reflect on how far the club has come since our days playing at Spurs. Welcome, Jen. Thank you so much for joining me, mate.
Always a pleasure, Morgs. Always a pleasure. Look at that smile on your face.
Thank you. Well, it's weird. I mean, this is the last time I've seen you in probably since your 40th birthday, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big night.
I remember it well.
Oh, that's lovely. Considering the whole of the Spurs lot were there, we had Molly and Rosie, we had Wendy Martin, we had like all sorts there. It was pretty much like a Spurs OG party. You don't remember any of us being there as we talk about Spurs and our history on today's pod.
And then the reason I lift all those trophies is because I'm old, Chloe.
Well, the reason you did that was because of the Spurs OGs, is it not?
True.
Right, before we get stuck into the weekend properly, I want us to talk about the Spurs journey. It's been such an incredible place to kind of what we've got to now. And obviously, I think last year we kind of saw Spurs that were flirting a little bit with relegation, sort of having a couple of uphill battles and struggling a little bit with inconsistency, perhaps. But, I mean, how much do you think things have changed this season? It seems like a completely new, revitalised, energised Spurs. I mean, how's it been for you to kind of see that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been refreshing. Obviously, being a Tottenham fan myself, considering where they were probably this time last season in a relegation battle where it was a horrible place to be. And it's almost like they went away in the summer and changed everything so that they would never be in that position again. And I think Robert's come in, been like a breath of fresh air. Some really good signings. Experience, obviously got Beth England in there now, Martha Thomas. I think Grace Clinton was a brilliant deal on loan. And I think the pressures was, I think Robert's taken all the pressure away from the players and has just let them express themselves. I think there's been a lot of investment over the summer to make sure that this club is never in a relegation battle again. And the chairman's made it really clear that he wants to be one of the best women's team in the world in the future. So, you know, he's put a lot of money into it. He's put a lot of money into our academy setup as well. So I think, yeah, the resources have just gone through the roof. And yeah, that just seems like a completely a team that now believes in themselves. I think their first match against Chelsea probably played a massive part in that mentality shift, I think, because they went into that barely, you know, it's quite a lot of new players. Robert hadn't been in long. Players were just coming back from the World Cup and they were thrown in against Stamford Bridge. But I think they probably surprised a lot of people that day in their style that they played. And we're unlucky to come away from anything. And then I think going on from that, I think the win against Arsenal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium just before Christmas was absolutely huge because, I mean, we know we've been part of teams that played against Arsenal, got absolutely battered over the time, haven't we?
About a fair share.
Well, we've really taken some batterings over the years. And yeah, that was just felt like a special moment. And then obviously Man City knocking them out in the FA Cup on our road to Wembley. And then I think more importantly, getting that 2-2 draw against Manchester United. Again, we've never taken anything from Man United in the past. So it shows the growth, it shows the development, and it just shows that I think the players believe now and they're not scared of teams. Whereas I think teams are now actually quite scared of Tottenham because they are hurting the teams above them.
And when you sort of look back, I think it's really sort of weird, I suppose, mentioning, you know, some of the Chelsea games at Stamford Bridge. I mean, that was one of the first games that we had in the WSL. I mean, and I can remember because obviously we'd gone from maybe sort of, you know, 400 or 500 people at Boreham Wood to then like you were captaining the side going out in one of those big games. I think it was about 20,000-25,000 people there. Is it kind of like, yeah, do you speak to the squad about your experiences, you know, going back from sort of where it was that very first game to like now, you know, we gave Chelsea a run for their money, to be fair, in that first game, but now sort of seeing them in a completely different place, but that same game replayed, yeah, in a way.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when we were driving to the Stamford Bridge and there was just crowds of people? We're like, where are these all
going?
Are
they for us? Are they for
us? We can't get into Stamford Bridge because there's people in the road.
They're like, oh, no, they're actually not for us. They're for Beth England. No. Yeah, yeah. And now you have Beth England.
Yeah. She should have come a lot earlier. But, yeah, no, I obviously see the girls quite a bit and always chatting to Ash, Jess, Kit, you know, about our journey, and they can't believe it either. Like 5-6 years ago, we were in a completely different place, and I think it's great, and it's so nice for those players to be able to step out on a pitch, like an occasion like an FA Cup final, which if you said that at the beginning of the year, everyone would have just laughed in our faces, but they're actually living a dream, really, when you consider how, where they've come from. Like Ash used to travel down to us 3-4 nights a week. Mm-hmm. And then go and teach the next day. Poor kids. She must have been back. But yeah, I mean, it's some journey and it really is, it's like a dream. And now you've got a team that are competing against your Chelsea's, Arsenal and Man City and are beating them. And mm-hmm. when you think about the short period of time that's transformed, it's pretty amazing.
And do you think a big part of that has been down to sort of Robert's style of play? I think he's kind of changed the Spurs way. I think we've kind of, you know, we had such a long period of time, I suppose, under Juan and Karen, and then we had, you know, Rianne Skinner was in, and now Robert seems to have kind of settled the team in a way. But then also, like you said, sort of brought in, you know, Beth England, Martha Thomas has been an amazing asset to the squad. But yeah, do you think it's Robert's style that's kind of brought those players together, the experience, the youth, the older players, the new players in the WSL?
Yeah, I think obviously last season it's difficult, isn't it, for a team to in a relegation battle to be able to play, and mm-hmm. especially when it was such fine margins in that you know, the bottom table, it was too tight for anyone's liking. So for a player to then go out there and be brave on a ball and, you know, to commit numbers forward, it's really difficult. And I think we saw that. And I think Robert's just his mannerisms away around the training ground, like, it's just very calm and mm-hmm. everybody seems very happy, and it's a good place to be. And I think he lets them express themselves on the pitch. And I remember watching, I can't remember who it was against, it might have been Aston Villa, and I think Jess was on the ball, and it was like a minute before half time and we'd just equalise. So whereas before, mentality might have been, oh, let's just keep the ball and get in at half time, Robert was saying, go Jess, and then they got an, you know, they went up just before half time. And I think it's that belief he gives them, that, and they're not scared now to play, because they know actually we're going to hurt teams and defences won't want to play against, you know, us when we're throwing numbers forward. But I think in part of the whole club structure, you've seen it with Ange Postecoglou on the boys, mm-hmm. the men's side, it's throughout the club. So there's a style of play Robert and Ange are playing, and it's the same at academy level with our girls and boys teams. So it's, yeah, it's refreshing to see a Tottenham team playing exciting football.
Well, talking of academy level, mate, someone at Spurs has given you quite a high level of responsibility at the club, which I've always questioned, sort of the bravery of that decision, I suppose. You're ops manager at the Women's Academy, and it feels like the club has got such a big sort of emphasis on, you know, developing those younger players. You mentioned Jess Naz.
Yeah, obviously I came into this role when I retired, and the academy's in a completely different place to where it was then. I mean, it was completely off-site, just like a million miles away from the actual club. And in the last probably two seasons, we've seen the club invest heavily in our academy programme. We're now part of the Professional Games Academy, and probably say 90% of our delivery is done at the Tottenham Training Centre, which is huge for an academy team, because we're now, you know, coexisting next to the boys' academy day in, day out, which is huge. I mean, you know the battles we had to get in here. So now, I mean, I always tell the girls my stories. They don't believe me, but...
Do they not?
Now they're like, no way, that didn't happen. And then when they moan at me because they've got no spare kit, I'm like, whoa, we have two sets.
You've got no idea.
We had to wash it that night, stay up, go to work, hang it out at work, and then go again. They have about five sets. They have everything. It's amazing. And it's, I think what Robert's brought in is he loves young talent. So he's really interested in our kids and our academy kids, and is taking a massive role in our academy recruitment, which is huge for a young player. So we're now getting, you know, the best of the best come to us. They work closely, train alongside first team, so they get to see it, train it, you know, and that I think is so motivational. And I think not many academies can offer that to their players. And the fact that Robert, you know, we had one of our academy girls, Lena Gunning-Williams, got her first contract last year. She's now out on loan in Ipswich, but she's in every day training against the first team. So, you know, if you look back to our journeys, we went straight into women's football. We didn't have any of this development. You were just thrown in and off you go. But there's a number of our academy players now that train up on a Saturday morning alongside the first team when they're doing their pre-match, you know, match day minus one, which I think it's huge for them and their development, and it gives them a taste of it. We have them out of school as well, so imagine that, if we got to come out and study here and then go on the pitch and the gym.
That sounds like another world, mate. That sounds like another world.
It is. It's meant, imagine how good we could have been.
I wouldn't like to say, Jenna, but I think the Champions League was always calling for us.
We would be dangerous.
Like two martyrs, I think, in the WSL, I can only assume. Well, you maybe, but actually none of us. Neither of us are strikers, but...
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, well, talking about some of the times that we had at Spurs, I mean, we were among... I know, mate. Let's get stuck in now. We were kind of really fortunate, I suppose, because obviously, like, going up from the Women's Championship into the WSL, you know, we had a squad of 22, 23 players in the Championship. It really felt like a, you know, a family atmosphere, all fighting for promotion. You know, at that point, you know, pay was quite low. We weren't doing it for the money. We were doing it because there was, you know, for each other and for this kind of... this chance to create history, I suppose, with Spurs. And then we got into the WSL and it almost felt like we were accidental professional footballers. Like, do you remember your first game with Spurs? I mean, it must have been, is it 1863?
I was 16, actually. Be nice.
Yeah, how was it? Do you actually remember it, though?
Yeah, I do. I couldn't tell you where it was, but I remember wearing a kit. So this is when I was 16, and everyone I was playing with were about my age now, like 40 old. And the kit, I've got a picture of it. It's literally down to my legs. Mm-hmm. And I remember just running rings around absolutely everyone. One, because they were so old, and two, because...
Savage.
I just remember absolutely loving it. It was freezing cold. My mum was there on the side. Got a little seat with a little umbrella. And I just remember they took me off after, like, I scored some goals and they took me off and I was like, oh, like being really upset.
Jenna, something's not adding up here. You're running rings around everyone, but they took you off.
Well, because I'd only done one training session. It was very fair back there.
Very meritocratic. No, yeah, okay.
Yeah. and then, yeah, went to the next training session and I made the position my own and that was it. Rest was history. I was there for like a season at that time and then I left and went elsewhere. But yeah, I mean, it's a million miles away from where it is today. Back then it was just for fun. I just loved football. I just loved Tottenham. And I think when I came back when I was 23, that's when it had changed a bit. And there was a reserve team. So, and the girls were my age. So I was playing with, you know, it was the first time I've ever played football with girls my own age and I absolutely loved it. And yeah, made, like you say, made some of the best friends, including yourself, Chloe, as we went up the leagues. And yeah, I remember when we went into the Championship and the first year was just about surviving that. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, just, we got to Christmas, wasn't it? And we were like, we could go up here.
Even when you talk about it now, I mean, when you were sort of talking about your first game there, and that was the 2000-2001 season, and then you fast forward to the 2018-19 season where we were just about to get promoted but into the WSL and we didn't even know that that was going to happen when we started those season. But what are the kind of standout memories for you in those really early days?
I remember the kit like it was yesterday and it was an FA Cup match and we were playing Notts County. I don't know if you were...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was... I can't remember the actual season, but we got up, must have had to leave at about 6 a.m. on the coach, and we were playing against, I think it was Laura Bassett was playing for them. Like, some Ellen White, I think, then was playing for them. And, you know, you only really saw these people on TV once a year, really, when there was a big, big match on. And I remember us all being a bit starstruck, and it was 0-0 at half-time. And we were like, oh, we could upset them here. Because at the time, Notts County were really... like up there, I think, one of the most successful teams. And then I remember my teammate at the time, my centre-back partner, when I was playing centre-back, she, awful back pass. And then the floodgates opened and I think we lost around about 6-0. But I remember that day feeling really special because we were coming up against England, you know, internationals and players that you'd watched on TV. So that was probably one of my earliest special moments. Obviously, my best memories are with that core group of player that took us from the Southern Division, I guess, the National Southern Division, to the Championship and then up to the WSL. I mean, in a space of four seasons, we had a lot of memories. We had a lot of parties. We had a lot of trophies to lift. But yeah, just so many memories, just really happy memories. And still, like, now I look back, I don't know if you do, and I wish, I took them in a bit more. I didn't really realise what we were doing when we were in it. Think the night in Aston Villa was a fun one.
I think I've got to ask you about that night because I reflect back on that and it still kind of gives me goosebumps. And I think, you know, obviously Spurs retweeted it from their main account. It was that moment, wasn't it, where they had Aston Villa had that free kick. I obviously saved the day, clawed it out of the top corner.
Then that was the worst minute of my life, Chloe.
Wasn't it just, and I remember like everyone on the bench, like it was like heart in arse moments. You just like did not know what was going to happen and whether they were going to get that second goal back. And I think that then changed absolutely everything. But do I remember the coach journey back? Absolutely not.
You know what? I've seen some video footage someone showed me here. Do you remember a GoPro being in the changing rooms?
No.
There was a GoPro.
You've got to send me that, absolutely.
Like I said, delete it. Delete it now. Delete the Bianca had a GoPro.
Oh, of course it was Bianca. Bianca Baptiste, who else? I do remember, though, in a lead up to like going out to that game. Do you remember that there was a presentation that our coach Juan Amoroso put together? And I think it was the One Direction's whole lot of history.
Yes.
And it was like basically like it's like so montage good. Of all like our best memories, our best goals, our best tackles, best saves. And I remember like then walking out to the pitch and it being such an emotive day. And my mum and dad being up there. And then the coach on the way back was incredible. But then I think Juan had booked out a hotel for us near Boreham Wood.
Yes.
And
yes.
like, I think he'd ordered about £400 worth of McDonald's.
Because
we're top athletes at that time, prepped and ready to go into the WSL. But yeah, I mean, what are your sort of favourite memories from that first year in the WSL?
Oh, it's got to be leading the team out, I think, at Stamford Bridge. Obviously, arriving... The crowd in the streets was something we've never really experienced before. And then I think the moment when we were about to walk out onto the pitch and the fireworks were going off, and I think that's when it dawned on me that, oh, wow, we've done it. And I had a little flashback to, I kind of like went away for a second to like the journey with the club and how on earth have we done this? Like literally a dream's come true. And I remember walking out and then seeing all the Spurs fans in the hidden away in the top corner and spotting my mum. And yeah, and I think that performance that we put on that day was huge and proved a lot of people wrong there. So that for me, I think, was the moment that you're like, oh, my dream's come true. I've actually done it. Because I think when we got promotion, there was a lot of, when we won the championship, you know, and got the promotion, there was a lot of, I don't know if you remember it, but we didn't know who was getting a contract, who wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a stressful time for everyone. And I know the club had to, I think we got promotion a season before they'd expected us to. So there was a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And yeah, it was a bit chaotic, I think. And it was quite stressful. But yeah, that moment there made everything worthwhile. So that for me is my best moment. And I've got one more.
I'll afford you one more. Go on.
Did you play at White Hart Lane when we won the league against West Ham to go up to the championship?
I didn't play that game. No, that was Tony.
When we walked into the change rooms and the coaches were being a bit like they were up to something. And we went in and they put our names on the shirts for the first time ever. And everyone was like absolutely gobsmacked. And it was it was so small, wasn't it? But it was like a little detail that we were all like, oh, that's amazing. So that always sticks out for me, that moment.
Oh, mate, they're really, really adorable little moments, to be fair.
Yeah, getting emotional.
Well, talking of the players that did get a contract, obviously we were lucky enough, but also Jess Naz has been an absolute, rock and core of the squad, despite only being 10 years old. I mean, she scored at Aston Villa the day that we were promoted. She was a big part of, obviously, the reason that we even made it into the WSL. And then she also scored in the semi-final against Leicester last month. I mean, how proud do you feel to kind of, you know, still be a part of Spurs and kind of be so close to her journey and, you know, go from where she was to where she is now?
Oh, like, I actually feel like a proud mum at times.
And, yeah.
You know, like she's obviously growing on the pitch, like game by game, and she's so confident now and she's in form. And obviously she had the ACL injury and I always remember like it broke my heart because she was so young at the time and she was obsessed, wasn't she? She came in and she was smashing everything. She was absolutely obsessed with football. And then she'd gone from like running circles around us all to going in the gym, and she was so young at the time, like it was a really hard time for her, but now she's such a confident, like you can't really shut her up once she starts talking. It's just so nice to see her go from like a little girl now into a strong, confident woman who has found her form. And I think she's one of the top players on Robert's sheet now, you know, she'd be one of the first names down, which is amazing to see how much she's developed. And I think that's goes down to a lot of the coaching staff as well, and giving her that confidence and being patient, I think, with young players, I think is really important, especially in this day and age where it's easy to go out and buy a, you know, a superstar from abroad. You know, she's like one of our own, and they're the type of players we want to develop and give contracts to. So yeah, I think it's unreal, and she's literally, yeah, she's just thriving off life at the minute. I saw her after the semi-final, I think on the Tuesday, she's like, my Instagram's like crazy the next day. I was like, well, you're a superstar now, Jess. She couldn't keep up with all the messages.
I mean, the run to this FA Cup final hasn't been stress-free for Spurs, has it? 2-0 down against Championship side Sheffield United in the fourth round before the absolutely incredible late comeback. The game against Man City went to penalties after another goal into stoppage time, and Martha Thomas then headed home that winner in extra time against Leicester to secure the spot in the final. I mean, it kind of feels like this is a team that has a lot of fight, a lot of resilience, a lot of belief, I suppose. Is that kind of what you see in the side?
Yeah, and like they find a way to get things done. And I think on every game in this FA Cup run, they've faced every scenario possible in a game, in terms of, you know, 2-0 down and then scoring a late winner against Sheffield, extra time against Man City. And Man City penalty takers are like some of the world's best penalty takers. Mm-hmm. And we've got through that. And then at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in front of 18,000 in the end, where actually the stage is set for these players to go out there. And I think the pressure was on Tottenham. And actually I thought Leicester were the better team for the first half. But from that second half onwards and into added time, it felt like it was only going one way.
I suppose all of that has kind of come under the leadership of Beth England as well. I mean, obviously, you know, you were captain, you took us through an absolute massive period of transition. But seeing then the band go to, you know, someone with such incredible experience, on par with yours, Jenna, obviously. But do you think her sort of leadership has been part of that mentality of like getting the job done and finishing the game, even when it is, you know, the backs are against the wall?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, she's a winner, isn't she? A proven winner. She sets the standards every day. And when you've got a player like her in your changing room, you know, you're always going to keep your standards high. And I think they've got a real team family feel again, which is what, I mean, we know what that does. It gets you further on, you know, on the pitch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me, I think she's been in, you know, she's been to the Euros, World Cup. She's won the FA Cup. She's won the WSL. I think that experience is, you know, priceless going into a game like this. They've been there. She knows, you know, how you prepare for a game like this. So I'd like to think she's getting around the younger players and, you know, giving them any advice that she's got. But yeah, I mean, she's had, obviously was out for the first part of the season and then kind of struggled to find her fitness. But now she's scored 4 goals in 4 games. So she's bang on form. And, you know, it's almost like it's all fallen perfectly because the squad's fully fit. Beth England's firing and, yeah, I think Sunday can't come quick enough.
I mean, can you imagine the feeling that it must be to lead the team out in front of a packed Wembley Stadium for Spurs' first ever FA Cup final and being with a really good chance of actually taking that first piece of WSL silverware? I mean, you're going to be there, obviously, I'm assuming. I'm assuming they'll have made sure that you're a mascot or something, where you get to hold Beth England's hand. That feels fair.
I applied. I'm just waiting to hear. They've asked for some ID, so I'm just kidding.
Of course. Spurs' oldest mascot.
I think that's when they would get security in for me.
A little bit intense from you. But yeah, how will you feel? How will you feel sort of seeing the squad walk out there?
I can't believe that Tottenham Hotspur women are going to be there. It hasn't sunk in. It feels like a bit of a dream, like we're in a bubble at the minute. But yeah, I think it's absolutely huge. And obviously they've re-released like the Broxbourne it's now to Wembley, and they've added on to it. And you see the journey right from the beginning to the Championship, to the WSL, and now to Wembley. It's like, I feel like for the last 6 years, this club's never really sat still. You know, we've always gone up and up and up. And I think this season is just, feel like it for the first time, the club feels like it is where it deserves to be. And I think the players have fully earned their place in the FA Cup final. They deserve to be there and to be on one of the biggest stages. And like when you go back and you look at Jess, Ash, Kit, they're going to be playing in front of 90,000 people. They were playing at Chesham in front of 500 probably, what, 5 years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's mental, but I think I don't know, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it, to be honest.
What do you think winning will do to the club? Like, what do you think that first piece of silverware will do to the mentality around Spurs and the vibe and the buzz?
Well, I think we've already seen a mentality shift coming into the, you know, the end of the season, into that summer window. I think the calibre of players that you will start to attract will just go through the roof. I think players talk to players, don't they, really? And you've got experienced players in there. Any players of those top players maybe out of contracts, I think Tottenham would be now in with a shout in signing players, whereas maybe last season or season before, players wouldn't have really looked at Tottenham. So I think that in the next step of the journey and trying to push on and get closer to the top three, I think it's huge what, you know, the impact it could have on the first team, on the academy, the calibre of players that will continue to get at younger levels, and obviously the investment.
Man United are going into this game as favourites, but do you also think they're going to be going into this game with a bit of a point to prove? I mean, especially after falling short at this stage last year.
I do think Man United, the pressure is on Manchester United. I think obviously they haven't had the ideal prep in the result at the weekend against Liverpool. They've had a very inconsistent season, and I think there's been a lot of talk around them. For me, I think players' body languages at the minute don't look right. But yeah, they've now got a big match. They step away from the league and they've got a huge, huge match. They've obviously got the experience of being at the FA Cup final last season. They've got some experienced players as well. Players have played at Wembley. Players have had, you know, joyful time. We were there, weren't we? Euros final, sitting next to your dad, Clive.
I remember that well.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, the pressure's on them. I think Tottenham go into it as an underdog and I think they're all right with that. I think that works well for Tottenham. There's no pressure on them. But yeah, I think it's an interesting time for Manchester United and I think it's a good time for Tottenham to play them.
All right, I'm going to put you on the sword, mate. What are your score predictions?
2-1 to Spurs.
2-1 in full-time?
I don't know. I think it might go to added.
Okay.
I'm going to go full-time because I can't do that again. Can't do added.
Love that. And then finally, if they do pull this off, where are you going to celebrate? I'm assuming that you'll be invited.
It would be very awkward if I'm not.
You haven't been told, have you? They've not even sent out the email. I got the email.
Like, oh, actually, I think I've opened my emails today. Maybe it's in my junk.
Well, either way, if you're not invited, I'll probably see you down at Wembley Box Park this weekend anyway for a couple of celebration drinks. Thank you so much for listening. Rachel and I are back on Tuesday to review the final. In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram and X/Twitter. I am at Morgie_89. Rach is at Girls on the Ball and we are at Upfront Pod. You can also find us on YouTube at Upfront Pod. See you next week.
Upfront is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.